Welcome to the solo episode, and I'm recording this episode to share with you how I manifest my next year, how I set intentions so that I can be very clear on what I want the next year to bring in the realms of love, relationships, money, career, and health. I have a special ritual I do every December. And of course, whenever you're picking up this episode, you can still do it. I am doing it every December because it feels good to me to close the year and then start something new. But you may choose, for example, full moon to signify a beginning of something new, or a new moon, or your birthday. So whenever you're listening to this episode, just, you know, adjust this knowledge I'm sharing with you to where it most fits you. So in this episode, you will hear my stories about how I manifested my amazing relationship, my incredible apartment, my business of my dreams. I will tell you how I also manifested things that were not so aligned and why did that happen. And I will share practical tools because I believe manifestation is not, it's not so much about magic really, although there is an element of magic there. It is also very practical. But when we manifest, we get really clear on what we truly want. And if we do it right, we get clear on what kind of person we need to be to have what we truly desire, and also align ourselves with responsibilities and our shadows that we need to address and transform in order to get there. Also, stay until the end. If you would like to do a little practice with me, you can actually start your manifestation process right here with me while listening to this episode.
For us women, it is possible to have it all and embody our truth and power in all areas of life. Feminine Power Podcast is your guide to reconnecting with your feminine essence, reclaiming your power, and rising into your fullest potential. I'm your host, Maria Grinina, co-founder of Feel, the feminine embodiment platform. And here on this podcast, I interview our expert community and our members, and we together share transformative tools, intimate conversations, and embodiment practices, bringing you a wealth of wisdom and practical tools to support your journey. Follow this podcast for your weekly inspiration. And if you'd like to go deeper into your embodiment journey and the awakening of your sexual energy, check out our online membership linked in this podcast description.
So when I started my manifesting practices, I was very lucky and I came across this secret movie that probably most of you listeners have watched. I've came across it when I was really young. I don't remember even how old I was, but I was really, in my primary school probably. And it really inspired me as a child back then, like, whoa, you can have it all. You can have an amazing life if you just get really clear on what you truly desire. And even if you have any obstacles, any kind of obstacles, you can still get there because look, those people did in that movie. And when you're a child, it's much easier for you to believe. And that's why I feel I was so lucky to have seen it back then. I haven't seen the movie since, so I remember only my impressions I got as a child. My best big learnings from there were the vision boards. So I saw how those people were doing vision boards and then looking at them and then actually manifesting what's on the vision board. So this is something I have taken into my own practice since my childhood. And I would create these beautiful vision boards from time to time. And I would visualize my best university years or my perfect relationship. I would visualize my travel, where I would go, what kind of flat I will get. Of course, all the little things that were dreamy for me. I would also visualize certain clothes, certain friends. And that was always helping me to get inspired, and I would say some things got manifested, but also not all of them. What I've learned now was a bit of a life experience. Vision boards are not enough. Just visualizing something and becoming clear on what we want is a beautiful first step, but it doesn't always get us there. there is so much work to be done to actually get there. Sometimes it can be effortless. It really depends on how aligned we are with it. But most often, if we don't have something already, we are not exactly aligned with it yet. And when, for example, when we desire a very beautiful, loving relationship and we put it just on the vision board, but we don't do the work, we don't do the shadow work, we don't address what is it that's truly in the way, why am I not receiving the love I desire truly, but we just look at the vision board and we give ourselves all these affirmations like, I am loved, I receive the most beautiful relationship. It's unlikely to really work, because to actually get there, we also need to do another step, such as addressing misalignment. And we're going to get there in the practical part. Back to my story. So I have understood, of course, with time that vision boards are not enough. And as I've been growing up, I have been, again, really lucky. And I have been on my yogic path since the age of 12. That's when my mother introduced me to yoga and I started being very curious about Vedic sciences, about astrology, about meditation, about tantra, and about that philosophy of alignment of energy. So again, from a very young age, I've been curious, I've been meeting people, I've been traveling in Asia, and I've been learning and digging deep through with the help of powerful mentors that have been helping me to evolve and develop and whom I've been learning from. I've been learning again this beautiful message that you can have it all, whatever you desire, but there is work to be done. And that work usually involves shadow work, addressing blocks that are in the way between me and what I truly desire. And this beautiful tantric principle that I live by and I love exploring deeper and deeper, and I'm telling you it in my own words, this principle says that getting ourselves where we want to be is not so much about taking something, gaining something, going after something, trying to get something from the outside, trying to get ourselves into some other place. It is rather about surrendering and releasing what's in the way between us and this, the energy that we desire. It's about releasing, because naturally we are abundant, naturally we are able to receive and transform into whatever we wish, but there just can be these blocks and stuckness between us and what we truly desire. So when we manifest, it is really powerful to ask ourselves, what is it? Here is my desire, yeah, here is my vision board. But what is it that is not allowing me to get there? What is it that I'm not ready to commit to yet? What is it that is resistant in me towards that vision? And when we become aware of this resistance or blocks, this is when we can start our shadow work. We can work on them, we can address them, we can transform them, and then we effortlessly get towards our vision. So I've been growing up and learning and making sure that my manifestation process evolves. And as I'm recording this episode now, I want to share exact formula with you, my exact methodology, so that you can try it for yourself. And I'm going to just, before that, give you an example of how I manifested my incredible relationship that I'm so, so happy in. And I can't believe of how beautiful and full it is. And growing up, I believed that there has to be a sacrifice in your relationship. If you have amazing passion, then maybe there is less stability, or if you have comfort, then maybe there is less sex or something, something has to be missing. While now, when I've achieved this openness and full belief and alignment towards having it all in a relationship, I see I have it. I value it a lot, and I have manifested it.
So here is a little story of how I did that.
First time I started manifesting relationships when I was about 22. Before 22, I've already had a very beautiful, committed, comfortable relationship of about 4 years. And I've also had a break from it of about a year or two. I was in that place of, oh, I want passion. I want fireworks. I want this deep, what I thought was deep sense of love and this kind of just wanting to spend 24/7 together and have romance and dates and just be this all over each other. I haven't had that before. I was in very comfortable, beautiful relationships, but I haven't had these huge fireworks. And this was my biggest draw that I wanted to manifest. My manifestation method back then was very similar to just creating the vision board, except I would first write gratitudes for everything I had so far in this area of life, which was love. Yeah, I would express gratitude quite deeply. And then I would journal about what I'm calling in the present tense. I would write all about what kind of man I'm calling in, all in precise details, how he looks like, how he behaves, what kind of relationship we have, how we spend our days, how our sex is, what does it feel like to kiss him, what kind of friends he has, what kind of job he would have, what kind of flexibility and freedom and time, all the details about him and our relationship. Once I've completed that process, which I do over about a period of 1 month, it takes me some time to really go deep and cover all the gratitudes and cover all the details with a lot of self-inquiry. After I completed that process, in about a month from then, I have met that man, and it took me some time to actually get to like him. He was after me. He made a lot of effort to approach me, to start seeing me. I looked at him only as a friend until we kissed for the first time and I experienced that incredible deep sexual connection on this animal level. I felt like, whoa, this chemistry, how could I not notice it before? This chemistry is just insane. It went through my entire body, activated my entire self. I was not so sexual before then, and that amount of sexual energy and charge between us was just mind-blowing. So after we had sex for the first time, I just never managed to disconnect from him at all for about a year and a half of our relationship. We had a very intense, super passionate, deeply sexual, romantic relationship. The level of passion was so high that it was actually burning me out. And it was burning out our relationship. There was lots of passion and lots of drama, lots of arguments, lots of makeup, a lot of pleasure, a lot of chemistry, but it was not sustainable. And what I've learned in that manifestation process is that I actually was not clear on what kind of love I want. I was clear about what kind of passion I wanted and what kind of passionate relationship I desired. And all I wrote down was exactly as I requested. My mistake was that I was not very clear on all aspects that are important in the relationship. I was just really clear on what kind of passion I desired. And actually, I wouldn't call it even a mistake. That was the experience I needed, I wanted, I had. I've learned from it, and I've learned how to manifest something that's better for me, that's actually better for me in the long term. So that was a beautiful experience, and from there I learned, after also reading all my manifestation notes, I should be quite careful and go deeper with my manifestations, because sometimes I can manifest something that is not so deeply, profoundly healthy for me. And again, I don't regret that experience at all, but I also can see the power of manifesting, of like, oh, I was very clear and focused and was really calling in certain aspects and completely ignored other important aspects. To get out of that relationship, I tried about, it's hard to believe it, but about 26 times I tried to break up with him, and that chemical connection was like an addiction. And I also was even researching how to heal myself from these kind of addictions. The only thing that helped was this powerful healing journey of 7 days with a healer who had helped me to clear my body by using quite strong detox methods and clear my mind and get rid of this addictive chemistry. And this is something people can do to get rid of alcohol or drug addiction. In my case, I had to get rid of this chemical addiction to this person. And it worked. I got out of that relationship, and over about 2 years, I was single and I just wasn't ready to manifest any kind of new relationship. I did manifest the business of my dreams. And after 2 years of, being single, learning more about myself, addressing more of my shadows, dating, meeting people, learning more about what is it that I truly want in a relationship, being more honest with myself, becoming more vulnerable, doing more work, I felt ready for more love in my life. And this time, I established a deeper manifestation method for myself. I started my manifestation process with gratitude, and I go really deep. And again, I will speak more about it when we go into the specific methodology. So I started with gratitude, and I've sent gratitude to all the people I've ever been with, to all my ex-boyfriends, to all the experiences of dating, of meeting, of confronting myself. I've gotten really clear on what is it that I truly want in a relationship and what is it that I'm ready for, what kind of responsibilities I'm ready to take on, how vulnerable I can be, how authentic I can be, and how much commitment and even a sacrifice I can make to be with someone, to build a family and a deep, committed relationship. And again, I have described how our relationship would feel, what would we do together, what kind of commitment level we would have, what kind of man he would be. This time, about a month and a half after I completed my manifesting process, I connected with him ever since we're together. It's been now 2.5 years. We're buying a house together. We love each other. We're building a future together. And I must say that this time, the relationship has everything I wished for. And because I gotten myself to a place when I was manifesting, I got myself to a place where I actually, on my nervous system level and on my energy level, believed that I can have it all, both passion and love and comfort, all of it together. That's how I got it. This is the important highlight that I'm saying here. When I allowed myself on a nervous system level to truly believe that I can have it all, that I'm not afraid that there should be a sacrifice, I don't believe that some piece has to be missing. When I got myself to truly believe that I can have it all, then I got it. And this is what I really want to highlight in this whole podcast episode. To receive something, we must believe in it on a nervous system level. And to do that, to actually welcome this belief, we need to be able to address blockages and subconscious blockages on body stuckness that might prevent us from actually having what we truly want, from might stop us, might make us sabotage what we truly want. And I must say, sometimes getting clear on what we truly want and clearing our nervous system and our energy, clearing of what's stuck and what's in the way, and then embodying this new energy, this new state of that's aligned with what we truly want. It involves a lot of honesty with yourself, a lot of vulnerability, a lot of reflection. Sometimes we need somebody else to help us reflect. Very often it requires daily practice or daily connection to your shadows. It requires a lot of shadow work. Sometimes we can also have a more powerful ritual to help us shift. It is all very individual, and I'm just sharing here this with you in case that resonates. So for me, I had also a different experience where I used the power of ritual, of embodiment, to shift and to really clear myself from the very old energy that was really in the way. And I already knew that it was in the way. And I've been already working on that. And that's why I believe it also helped me to choose the right thing to do for myself to shift. I had this other manifestation experience that helped me to start this business of my dreams, Feel. And you're listening to our Feel podcast, Feminine Power Podcast by Feel. To start that business of my dreams, I had a gorgeous experience that is so, I still reflect on it and I still feel it so deeply in my heart, the effects of that ritual. I had a previous business and I was stuck in it. I had so many investors, so many commitments, so many responsibilities, and I already knew in my heart that it's not what I want to do, and it's not that aligned with my North Star, and it's not what's best for the world or for all of my stakeholders. The world changed. It was COVID back then. That also changed a lot of things for us, and I knew in my heart that it's not aligned anymore. And I was reflecting, journaling, making plans to slowly shift that business, to transform it and to get out of it. I thought it would take me about a year, planning a very slow exit. I also felt really burnt out. I felt tired and not myself, because that all that heavy energy was in me. And I went to this retreat, Ayurvedic beautiful retreat in Sri Lanka. It's called Zen Wellness. And in that space, I was offered an opportunity to have one-on-one ceremony, cacao ceremony. Not one-on-one, actually, just me and three incredible people who are holding, all of three of them were holding space for me. It was such a gift from the universe, because it was just for me. It was on the 21st of December, solstice. It was full moon. I did not ask for it. I did not look for it. It just came to me. And I was offered, and was so aligned. These beautiful three people took me on a little boat through a UNESCO protected site, through a beautiful lake, into small island like a sandy island surrounded by plants and water. And there were only four of us, these three beings and myself, and the stars and full moon and this energy of solstice. The retreat owner, Sam, highly recommend his work. He held this shamanic ritual for me, prepared the cacao, asked me to fast for a day before, and set my intentions, gain clarity on what's holding me back, gain clarity on my desires, journal for a day and be silent. And they took me to that island and they gave me the cacao. They allowed me to burn what was holding me back in the fire. And then Emma and her husband, these two beautiful people, incredible beings, they held the ritual for me when they were drumming. It was this music, you know, all the elements of nature, this very strong music. And Emma was holding me through this Taoist practice that involved very powerful breath work, Kundalini activation, and work with my pelvis, movement of my pelvis. I'm not describing the fullness of the ritual, but basically that ritual uses the power of life force, sexual energy, and this breath work, the intensity, almost a cathartic experience that got me into psychedelic state. It was so hard physically to do it, but with her support and holding me through this ritual, really pushing me and making me safe, but also pushing me and making sure I go through with it, was so hard. People say about this practice that it's difficult to do it spiritually, physically. It's almost impossible to do it physically. It's only possible to do it spiritually. And it lasts quite a long time. So through this powerful cathartic experience, I felt like I cleared my body. I went into a different realm. And I ended up, after finishing this whole thing, in such a state of bliss and openness and confidence. I could feel how I am just becoming a new me, a better version of me, and open to what I truly desire and fully aligned with the life I want, living with purpose, creating for women, working with women, creating this space for women to connect to this magic of their bodies that I was experiencing then. I knew what I wanted to do, but I just wasn't allowing myself to do it. There were all these limiting beliefs and the stuckness of this past business and all the responsibilities and all that was draining me. She helped me clear that and open up to these new possibilities of a new life. That is what I truly want, desire, and what is calling me forward. After about 2 weeks since that ritual, I exited my business. I thought it would take me a year. It took me 2 weeks. I exited my business. I spoke with all the stakeholders that I needed to speak to. Yes, of course, it was painful. Yes, I broke some relationships. But also, another 2 weeks later, I met my business partner, whom I knew for a long time already. And I wanted him to be my business partner with Phil. I wanted to build it together. And he told me, yes. You know, before I had so many hesitations that he wouldn't agree. Here, everything got so aligned. He told me yes. And we started Phil. And that's what I plan to do for years to come, because it feels so aligned and it feels exactly what I want to be doing. Create abundance with, create impact with, and be then driving myself with purpose. So I must say that manifestation involved, as usual, journaling and clarity and visualization, but also a lot of clearing and in alignment, getting rid of misalignment with the power of ritual. And that can be really powerful.
If you are resonating with this episode and you are ready to take your embodiment journey to the next level, I invite you to join the Feel membership, your guide on a journey of reconnecting with and embodying the power of your feminine energy. As a member, you'll get access to the daily embodiment practices created by our powerful experts and become a part of our community. Knowledge that you receive on this podcast is gold, but the real change happens when you integrate these learnings into your life. With our online membership, you can cultivate a consistent self-love and embodiment practice to nurture your energy. Our members are experiencing profound shifts from healing past traumas to reigniting their sensual fire to manifesting their wildest dreams. And we want that for you too. So if you are feeling the call to go deeper, check this podcast description for the link to join our membership.
It is not a pill to take just to have a ritual, but it can be really, really powerful to use a ritual to shift. I feel like it's so amazing and it can work so well. And if you can have somebody powerful holding you through that and guiding you through that, that's just incredible. And reflecting back on this story, I just must say, wow, how did that even happen? I just came to some random retreat where these beautiful people just understood me, heard my struggles, what I wanted to do, and just offered me this gift just for me on the most potent day of the year, on solstice, under full moon, in that gorgeous place where there were just the three of us, as like the four of us and the three of these incredible healers. And just, how did that even happen? I could not even order that. If I thought of doing that, it would take me so much organization to execute something like this, something so special, but it actually was just a gift from the universe. I'm so, so grateful. So sometimes the universe just takes us where we need to be, and the best thing to do then is to surrender and be open and follow through with what it is presenting us with. So, let's take a deep breath. If you can, if your environment allows, to exhale with an open mouth. And yeah, let's normalize exhaling with an open mouth everywhere, huh? And let's get into the method. So here is my method, how I like to manifest. Every December, I spend a long amount of time, days, first creating a foundation for my manifestations, which is gratitude and appreciation of what I have, of what this year has given me, and small and big celebrations of this year. So I take a new journal. I have a journal for each year. I take a new journal and I write gratitudes by the areas of my life that allows me to focus a little and really pay attention to little details. So I would separate my life into health, my body, my beauty, my business, my money, and the important things like my friends, my family, my relationship, my lover, my sex. than my connections, my community. Yeah, so my travel, my adventures, experiences, my house, my home. Yeah, so I would separate by these areas, and then in all these areas, I would write gratitudes for all that I received in these areas of my life, from things like I'm grateful for my parents to be taking care of themselves and traveling and being together and being healthy, to things like I'm grateful for a beautiful home that I have where I enjoy to do my work and my rituals, to how incredibly well the family of my man accepted me. Yeah, all the things that come to mind in all those areas of life, to small things like I'm grateful for these plants that are so healthy in my house and make my house beautiful. Yes, just really making an effort to notice all the goodness and all the beautiful moments in all these different areas of life and spending a good time on it, not rushing. They take about 2 weeks. Now, every other day or every day in the morning or when I have a moment to get into this state of reflection and appreciation and writing all those gratitudes and appreciations into the journal. And then you have all these many pages of appreciation and gratitude. So the next step is to take a nice tea and sit in silence, take this journal and read all these appreciations back to yourself, all this gratitude. And kind of feel yourself up with them, breathe them in and enjoy them, appreciate all that this year has given you. Yeah, so what this does, it increases our capacity to hold more. Yeah, we're not focusing on lack, we're focusing on what we have. We're expressing this appreciation and as a result, expanding our energy to hold more. We are raising our vibration. Gratitude is a very, very important step, something to practice generally in life, but especially when we are manifesting our next year. And then the step number three, this is where I start writing down what I'm calling in for the next year in all areas of my life, in all these same areas. First, I wrote gratitudes in all those areas, and now I'm going to spend another week or so writing what I'm calling in all these areas of my life. For example, my beauty. And I would write in present tense, yeah. And I would add also a sense of gratitude to it. I am so happy and I feel incredibly well in my own body, in my skin. I'm grateful for my healthy, glowing skin and to my beautiful fit body. In this 2025, I feel even more beautiful, even more sexy. I love my toned body and I love how much I love to exercise. Yeah, so I'm going to be describing how I feel in this body and how I feel with my beauty. I am not just saying I have a hot body. I'm saying I feel beautiful in my body. You see what I mean? You want to be describing how you feel, how having this thing you want makes you feel, so that you can then also focus on embodying this feeling. So this is what we're going to be doing in each area of life. We describe how we feel with having what we truly desire, how our life has changed with having what we truly desire. These are the prompts for you if you want to write them down. So what do you have in 2025? How does that make you feel? How your life is because you have that? For example, because I'm so fit and healthy, I have so much energy to create every day or every other day. And I'm also kind to myself to relax and soften when I need to. I sleep so well. Yeah. So see what I mean? We describe what you want to have, how it makes us feel, and what results in our life it actually creates. So this is what we are journaling about in each area of our lives. One more important step in this journaling exercise is to, after in each area of your life, you wrote what you want to have, how that makes you feel, what it creates in your life, you also write what kind of responsibilities you have as a result of having that. What kind of responsibilities you have as a result of having that. This is what is going to change your manifestation process. Because what we usually do, we say, I want a beautiful, healthy relationship. I want a committed relationship. And very often, if we are not aligned with it, what's happening is we're not actually deep inside or subconsciously are able or ready to take on responsibilities that comes with such relationship, such as being vulnerable, showing emotions, being authentic, being able to confront, being able to communicate, being able to commit the time or sacrifice the time when needed. Yeah. So all these things, when we write them down, when we get clear on what kind of responsibilities we are going to have as a result of this, we can check in with ourselves how aligned we are with what we want to have, and also find on what we want to be working. If we want to have that and we don't feel exactly ready to have these responsibilities, but we have them now in front of our eyes, we can work on being ready to have these responsibilities. So this step is very, very important, because otherwise we can just have the vision of what we desire, but never really align with it. If we're not ready to take on the responsibilities, we can't align ourselves with what we want to have. So this is the important step, writing down all those responsibilities that you will have as a result of having what you truly desire. And then checking in with yourself, do you feel ready for these responsibilities or no? And if it is a no, highlighting them. And checking in with yourself, how else can I work on becoming ready? And when you will become ready, this is when you will get what you truly want. All these not ready, all these highlighted responsibilities, they are going to shape your opportunities for growth for this next year. So in my case, for example, when I was telling you how I manifested my amazing relationship, before, I was not ready for it. I could create 10 vision boards was a perfect relationship, but I was not ready for it. I was not ready to commit all of my time to one person, all of my, you know, relationship time. I was not ready to stop having the dating fun I had. I was not ready to be so vulnerable and to really open my shadows to the other person and to be able to work through issues and problems so that we can create a beautiful, big, long, committed relationship. I was not ready. I did not myself know myself well enough to be able to open up to the other person in a way that that is required for this level of depth. Getting to know that, becoming aware of these things I was not ready for, and then making myself ready, go working through these things, that's what led me to having this relationship I have. So this is an important step. Highlight all those responsibilities that you don't feel necessarily aligned with, and take a note of this, because then you can work on them and truly get closer to your desires. So the first step is to then again take a little cup of tea, sit down, create a ritual space, and read back to yourself all that you wrote about your vision for 2025, all that you want to call in for this next year, whenever you're listening to this podcast episode, and feel how it feels in your body. Feel how it feels in your body, how it feels in your pelvis, in your heart, in your solar plexus. Can you breathe in this vision and really enjoy it? To be joyful, to believe in it, to feel how it is coming towards you. Yeah, we want to get to this place to really manifest. We want to get to this place when we just feel how it all comes in, how it comes in into our body, into our energy, how it's so aligned. And you're just in this tiny waiting window. You know it's coming, but you're just in this tiny waiting window, but you already know it's coming, it's here. Yeah, this is where you want to get. So read it back to yourself and see if you can feel this way. And if you cannot, then just allow yourself to feel into this resistance, into limiting beliefs, into hesitation. Just feel into it and lean into it and journal about it. This is your opportunity to confront what is there between you and what you want to have. Because remember, just writing down a creating a vision board might not be enough. We want to be addressing what's in the way. So if, when you do this meditation, reading back it to yourself, this is your opportunity to reflect on what is there to work on to get closer to your vision. And you can do this process as many times as you can, just checking it with yourself, not necessarily just in December. Do it at any time throughout the year, checking in how open you are to that vision and what else is there to work on, and then do the work. And step number 5 is to do the work. If you feel like you're completely open, and you, when you read back this vision to yourself, you like, you're confident, you know it's coming, you've gained clarity through this process, and now you're just drawing it in, then your work is to connect to this energy of just drawing it in on a regular basis. So your work is just going to be to meditate on your vision of the future, to embody it, to call it into your body, to feel joy and pleasure of attracting it all, connecting to that vision regularly and seeing how it becomes reality. And if you feel resistant, if you feel doubtful, misaligned, or there is any kind of contraction, resistance in your body that when you read this back to yourself, then your work is about addressing this misalignment. And this can look in so many different ways. For example, you can just practice embodiment and breathe in into this place of resistance and then breathe out any tension out of your body and clearing it. You may want to work with coaches to do shadow work, to go into your subconscious, to go into your conscious to understand what these blocks are. You may choose to do therapy. You may choose to do rituals, clearing. You may choose to do your own work of just understanding and self-inquiring and making changes in your life to clear that resistance. There is no one pill here, that there is no one way, but in your own way, just understanding there is resistance, it means we need to work through it, and doing the work, that's what's going to make you have what you truly desire. Once you clear it and you get to yourself to a place when you feel aligned with your desires. There are plenty of incredible people and resources that support people with shadow work and with kind of self-development. I also offer one-on-one coaching to help women become these embodied magnetic queens and get what they desire. We do a lot of this kind of work through this kind of sessions. If this is something interesting to you, you can also check it out in the podcast description and find your ways of working with me. So let's finalize this episode with a little practice. If you are commuting or are on the way, you can always come back to this episode and just try this practice when you can. Be at home in a safe place and have this quiet moment of self-inquiry. And if you are already in such a place, then I invite you to take a comfortable seat or lie down and close your eyes. And start taking long, deep breaths through your nose, inhaling through your nose, and exhaling, if you can, through your mouth. Inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Maybe making a sound, allowing any tension to dissipate through the sound out through your mouth. Continue breathing this way, inhaling through your nose all the way down into your lower belly, expanding your lower belly, and then exhaling through an open mouth and making a sound, sounding out any tension, releasing from the body. And as you breathe here, just quietly slowing down, connecting to your own body, allowing yourself to just be present. And if thoughts come, just allow them to come and go. Don't try to control them. Just allow them to come and go and stay present with your breath. And now I would like you to visualize a moment in the future without trying to think when this is happening. Just a moment in the future when you have that one thing that you truly want. One thing that you truly want. Visualizing yourself having it. Be it a certain sum of money, be it an apartment of your dreams, be it the body of your dreams, be it the relationship of your dreams, be it anything that you truly want. You know, allow yourself to name it. Allow yourself to really just name it. What is it that you want? Allow yourself to be selfish. Just really connect to what is it that you truly want. And visualize yourself in a moment in the future when you already have it. Imagine how you look like when you have it. What kind of room or place you are in when you have it. What is around you in that moment when you have it? It's just one moment in the future when you know you have what you want. Are there people around you in that moment, or are you alone? Is it night or is it day? What kind of season you're in? Visualize yourself in that moment and the world around you in that moment. What's happening in that moment? And now invite a sense of hearing. What is it that you hear around yourself in that moment? What can you hear around yourself in that moment and hearing it? Any kind of sounds. Creating that full picture, sensory picture, seeing what you see in that moment when you have what you want and hearing the world around you. What is it that you hear? And now connecting a sense of feeling, sensing. What is it that you can sense in that moment when you have what you truly desire, when you know you have it? You see yourself and the world around you, you hear the sounds, and you feel something on your skin. You feel you can touch something. What is it? What can you sense and feel on your body? And now, connect a sense of smell. What is it that you can smell in that vision, in that moment of the future, when you have what you truly desire? Yeah, smelling it, activating that sense of smell. What can you smell in that vision? And smelling it, feeling those smells. And lastly, notice if you can taste anything in your mouth, any kind of taste that you can feel in that vision of the future, in that moment in the future when you know you have what you desire, you see yourself and the world around you, you're hearing, smelling, sensing. Now you're also tasting something in your mouth in that vision. Just really feeling yourself, feeling that entire vision with all of your senses now. Breathing in that vision into your entire body and filling yourself up with that vision. Breathing deeply and staying there. And now scanning your body. Scanning your body. All of your body, your head, your face, your chest, your neck, your hands, your belly, your back, your heart, your pelvis, your legs. Scanning your body and noticing, how do you feel? Do you feel open and aligned with this vision? Or is there any place of resistance in your body that feels a little bit off? That's contracted or that feels resistance toward that vision. Tuning in into your body and feeling what's there. Is it fully aligned or is there any resistance? If you can't find it, or if you need any more help breathing into your body even deeper using the power of breath and finding any sensations that speak to you, allow the intelligence of your body to speak to you. Your body is inherently intelligent, and if you listen well enough, you will hear the answers. So just noticing and noting what you feel. And now taking three long deep breaths into your body and ideally sounding out your through your exhales like ah, ah, ah. Now giving yourself a gentle touch, maybe a little hug, giving yourself gratitude for this experience. When you're ready, you can open your eyes. And now I invite you to journal. What did you see? What is it that you truly desire when you're being honest with yourself? How the vision of the future of just one moment when you have what you truly desire looks like? How do you feel and what do you do in that vision? And then write down how your body felt when you did the scan. Was it fully open or if there was any resistance? And if there was a resistance, describe it. Inquire into yourself what that resistance felt like and what do you think it could be. And this could be anything like I had a memory of myself as a child who was told that having that thing was not allowed, or it could be like a fear of not being safe if I have it. Could be so many things that could symbolize that resistance. You have enough intelligence in your body to tell you that truth if you listen. And when you write down those thoughts and stories that came to you when you scanned your body, you gain valuable insights directly from your body's intelligence. And with these valuable insights, you can now start doing the work. Start addressing any blockages, any resistance, and becoming aware of them and find the best way that resonates with you to work through them. And this can range from, again, just self-reflection, doing your own shadow work, or working with a coach or a therapist to address and release these blocks and resistance. I hold women through this kind of shadow work and addressing their blockages and releasing their blockages in my coaching programs. If you're interested, you can check it out in this episode description. And if you would like to simply start practicing embodied manifestation and you want some guidance, you can find Embodied Manifesting Practice, a full 40-minute audio-guided practice where you go through this visualization of the vision of your future and then doing embodied breath work or sex magic in order to open your energy to that vision. You can find it inside our membership. It is a beautiful, powerful practice. You can do it as many times as you wish. It's super pleasurable, really juicy, and allows you to really expand your energy and align yourself with what you desire. Highly recommend trying that full, beautiful practice. Perhaps you want to do it, you know, maybe on the 31st of December or on any new moon or full moon to really connect and commit to what you desire and continue working towards it. I hope you found these insights useful. I do my best to provide as many resources as possible for you to create the life that you desire, to be in your full feminine power. And if you have any questions or comments, please leave them in this podcast episode comment section or reach out to me directly on Instagram or via my email. And that's it for today. I hope this episode has left you feeling inspired, empowered, and more connected to your truth. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to the Feminine Power Podcast and leave us a rating. If you want me to ask any specific questions to our future guests, please do leave us a comment wherever you are listening to this podcast.
and I will definitely address them. Your support means the world and helps us reach more women with this transformative work. And if you're ready to experience even more feminine magic, I invite you to explore the Feel membership. Head to feelup.co/membership or find the link in this podcast description to learn more and claim your spot. Until the next time, keep shining your light, keep embracing your unique journey, and keep rising into the powerful human you were born to be. I'm your host, Maria Greenina.